This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. Rescue operation is underway in Gomati and South Tripura area, which were battered by severe floods. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha undertook the aerial survey of the flood-affected areas. Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday informed on social media that the centre has approved the release of 40 crore rupees as a central share from State Disaster Relief Fund to provide relief to the flood-affected people in Tripura. Chief Minister Manik Saha has expressed gratitude for the constant support from the centre in helping and motivating Tripura to firmly fight in this tough situation. Meanwhile, the torrential rains caused damage to a big stretch on the Assam-Agartala National Highway 8 at Athara Mura Hills, prompting the Khowai District Magistrate to stop vehicular movement. Union Minister of State for Jal Shakti, Dr. Raj Bhushan Chaudhary, yesterday appreciated the rich cultural heritage of Meghalaya and said that the state holds a special place in the country with its unique landscape and vibrant community. He was addressing a press conference in Shillong on his third day visit to Meghalaya. During his address, the Union Minister stressed that it is a firm belief of the central government that the growth of Meghalaya should not only be rapid but also inclusive, sustainable and in harmony with its environment. Speaking about the infrastructure development in the region, the minister said that the central government has prioritized infrastructure development in the state, recognizing the strategic importance of Meghalaya in the northeastern region. The minister appreciated the fact that tourism is a key driver of economic growth in Meghalaya and apprised that in order to harness this potential further, the central government in collaboration with the state government has launched several initiatives under the Swadesh Darshan and Prasad schemes. The Education Ministry has directed all states and union territories to implement the Guidelines on School Safety and Security 2021. The guidelines were developed by the Ministry's Department of School Education and Literacy in alignment with POCSO guidelines. They contain provisions for fixing the accountability of school management regarding the safety and security of children studying in government, government-aided and private schools. Additionally, the guidelines provide measures for preventive education, accountability of various stakeholders, reporting procedures, concerned legal provisions, support on counselling and a safe environment. The autumn session of the Meghalaya Legislative Assembly began yesterday. The House yesterday paid tribute to former Chief Minister S.C. Mara, who represented Resubel Para, and former MLA Raisen Mausor, who had represented Mao Shindrid. Deputy Chief Minister Preston Tinsong started with the obituary reference, followed by the Leader of Opposition Ronnie Lingdor of the Congress, Speaker Thomas Sangma, Charles Pinrope, Mukul Sangma from the TMC and Amperin Lingdor from the NPP, among others. Deputy Chief Minister Preston Tinsong officiated on behalf of the Chief Minister Conrad Sangma, who was absent on the first day of the autumn session. PPP MLA Adalbert Nongrum raised the need to allow more days for the autumn session, to which the Parliamentary Affairs Minister Preston Tinsong and Assembly Speaker Thomas Sangma disallowed the request but added that more time can be given but not days, as it was already approved by the Business Advisory Committee. The Governor of Sikkim, Om Prakash Mathur, paid a courtesy visit to the President of India, Srimati Draupadi Murmu, at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, the President handed over a copy of the Constitution of India to the Governor. The Governor conveyed his immense gratitude to the President and expressed his commitment to serve the state in its developmental journey to the best of his ability towards the collective pursuit of Viksit Bharat at 2047. The India Meteorological Department has forecast extremely heavy rainfall in isolated places over Tripura, Mizoram and West Madhya Pradesh on Sunday. The weather agency predicted very heavy rainfall over Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Meghalaya and Mizoram during the next 3 days. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.